All right, really nice looking Friday out there, sunny and warm, almost like summertime. Summer officially arrives tomorrow. We'll take another look at the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. We've been spending a lot of our time on the morning show this week talking about Marysville. That's our community of the week. We aren't in Marysville today. We're not doing that kind of thing this summer, but we are spending time during the week talking about various different communities, and this week it's been all about Marysville. And on more than one occasion, we've heard the remark that, gosh, Marysville has a great school system. And joining us right now is the superintendent of Marysville Schools, Dr. Sean Whiteman. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. The school year is over. It was an interesting end to the school year, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. You know, when you deal with a pandemic and you suddenly have to close schools at the end of the day on a Friday in the month of March, and then a few weeks later have to put in place a electronic remote learning plan to keep kids learning, that right there is a task all in itself. And, you know, of course, our staff here in Marysville Public Schools and even staff members around the state rose to the occasion to do what they could do to continue the learning that was necessary that needs to take place, obviously, for our kids to keep them moving forward. So, you know, this year has been a very, very unusual year, but in the end, ultimately, I think it's been a success.
I know that there have been some, you know, safe, socially distant graduation observations for seniors. Are you going to have any kind of a graduation ceremony for the seniors at some point?
Yes, actually, this coming Saturday, next week, I should say, June 27th, we're going to have three separate commencements. It's going to actually take place at Viking Stadium. There is a clause in an executive order that the governor came out on, I believe, June 5th. And it allows stadiums to have up to 25% capacity or no more than 500 people in an area that's an outdoor, like, stadium area. And we're going to take advantage of that clause. And I think a lot of school districts probably didn't necessarily pick up on that. We were able to find out about it, and we're able to actually have three commencements that will be taking place of less than 500 people. Each student will be able to bring in five family members into the stadium. We've got one scheduled for 10 o'clock in the morning on the 27th, another one at 11:30, and another one at 1 o'clock. So we're excited about it. This was something that we wanted to be patient, and hopefully things would be loosened up a little bit by our governor. And in the end, ultimately, our families, our students are actually going to get their own commencement. Unfortunately, we won't be able to have everybody there together like we traditionally have always had. But the benefit is they're going to actually be able to walk, get their diplomas, have a traditional commencement event, a memorable event with their family members and loved ones.
Oh, that's awesome. That's some outside-the-box thinking there.
It is. And you know what? I circled to Homeland Security, Justin Westmiller, and talked to Dr. Mercantante, and this is something we're actually able to do. And you know, I think as a superintendent, this is perfect closure for our senior class who haven't had the things that would be able to traditionally have them have an experience with, such as prom. We had to cancel that. Our honors convocation we couldn't have, our baccalaureate evening, and even having the kids on the last day of school, our graduates, be able to walk through senior high school wearing their T-shirts and everybody shaking hands, giving them high fives, and giving them hugs and kisses and wishing them well as they move on in their lives. So it's something that I can say is, again, it's great to have for closure for them to conclude their years in our school system, and it's a great way or an opportunity to see them off.
Nice way to end their school career in Marysville and to end the school year. And then you start looking at next school year, and you got to start it all over again. What does the start of the 2020-2021 school year look like in Marysville, Dr. Whiteman?
Well, right now we're in the process of putting together a committee. A committee of staff members. We'll have also some parents, and we'll also have some administrators and board members. And what we're going to do is we're going to put together a reopening plan. I have several surveys that will be going out next week to all of our stakeholders to get some feedback. Things are going to look very, very different, though, come this fall, unless things change between now and September. Staff and students are going to be expected, obviously, to wear personal protective equipment, such as face masks, face shields, and gloves. It's possible that we're going to even have to put in acrylic barriers in our offices to prevent, when our guests come in, having some potential issue there with this virus that's so unpredictable. And, you know, even with our classroom arrangements and configurations, we're going to have to adjust our spaces in our rooms to accommodate the social distancing that's going to be necessary. And again, this is all depending on whether or not things change. And as you know, it's been kind of like a moving target since we've been, you know, in this type of mode of living with this pandemic. So it's going to look very different this fall. There'll be a lot of hand sanitizer stations located throughout the building. It's going to be very expensive, and that's the biggest concern that a lot of us superintendents and school boards are talking about as districts, because, you know, this equipment and supplies and material is going to be an additional expense to our budgets that we are already having an issue with because of the crisis of the pandemic and the impact it's had in our economy. And the trouble with that is, if you're making cuts, how are you going to increase your operational expenses at the same time? So we're hopeful that the state legislature is going to be able to help us out, and we're even hopeful that the federal government might even be able to step in. But we do know moving forward down the road that there's going to definitely be a cut to public education here in the state of Michigan, and even, again, across the country. And how devastating is this going to be? I don't really know. We're guessing it's going to be around $750. But we're also thinking that after the election, it probably will likely be a second cut or a proration cut in the spring, maybe even up to even $250. So, you know, right now in our budget, we've already cut $2.1 million. And then if this proration does happen this spring or a year from now, that's something that we won't really necessarily be able to figure that out financially, yeah, because it's not something we have in our budget.
Boy, that's, that makes it so hard to plan, doesn't it?
Yeah, our administrative team and Board of Education, we've been talking about this for almost 2.5 months now, about what it is that we're going to need to do come this fall, and it's, there's been a lot of very difficult decisions that's that are actually being made and have been made. And unfortunately, it's going to affect staff, it's going to affect programs and services and students, and it's just unavoidable because, you know, this is a historic reduction in school funding. The last, I think, proration took place in 2011, and that cut was in the spring, and everybody did not expect that to take place, and it was over, it was over $400 in that particular year. And everybody had the following year had to make some serious decisions about what they were going to do with their budgets, and that included also cuts, concessions, and the like. So it's difficult for all of us across Michigan and also across the country in K through 12 public schools. And, you know, all we can do is hope for the best, but we're planning for the worst right now.
Yeah, I guess that's all you can do. Glad to hear there's going to be a graduation for the seniors, the class of 2020, Marysville Viking Stadium a week from tomorrow. Three staggered ceremonies over the course of the day. What's your message to the class of 2020 as they head out into the world?
It's going to be about, you guys are going to be the ones that are going to be the influence and change moving forward. I mean, we've went through a COVID-19 pandemic. We're going currently now through a economic crisis, but I also don't want to forget the things that have been happening with the social injustice that's been taking place out and around the country right now. That is something that I think is going to have to be addressed, and these are our future leaders, and they're going to be the ones that are going to lead all of these different things as we move forward, too. So I'm hopeful. I'm very proud of our students here in Marysville Public Schools. I'm very, very proud of our district and what we've accomplished here together since my tenure here. And it's so exciting to see these students, these young individuals, come through with their cap and gowns and to get an opportunity to see them off. Because I'm the last person, technically, that they would shake their hand, but I'm just going to actually just wave this year, obviously. And And I wish them all the best and everything, because, again, they are the future and our future leaders here, not only in Justin Marysville, but around the area, too. So
we're counting on them, that's for sure.
I am, too. It's going to be an amazing Saturday.
No doubt about it. That's really cool. Dr. Whiteman, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you so much as well.
Take care. Bye-bye.